Are you seeking thrilling tales of adventure and superheroics? Do you crave the weekly drama of teenage hijinks and high school angst? Then don't miss the next issue of These Protean City Comics.
So we are here with Sam, who is going to play Ophelia Fairchild. Would you tell me a little bit about your character, Sam?
Sure. So Ophelia uses they, she pronouns interchangeably, and they are the Scion playbook. She has magical aptitude, including fairy wings, and is particularly skilled at enchanting objects, but can do, you know, other magical stuff as well. She also has a powerful weapon, which is a magical sword. It's Chrysaor, which is a sword that's actually taken from Edmund Spenser's The Fairy Queen, and she swiped it from her mother's secret stash. She's a very good swords person and is on the fencing team. Let's see what else. Oh, I guess appearance, right? So, Ophelia is sort of ethereally ambiguous in that, like, classic fairy androgyny kind of way. Because if you haven't guessed by now, she is part fairy. she has very pale skin and is short with, like, a scrawny kind of sickly frame. She uses, at least when, you know, in normal human-looking mode, she uses mobility aids like crutches or a wheelchair, which she has colored in like bright pinks and purple colors. But when she's like able to sort of relax, they have like these big wings in their full fairy mode, and they'll like hover in that instead of using like a cane or a wheelchair so that they don't have to walk.
Cool.
Yeah, I kind of am very jealous.
And so, yeah, so we talked about if people have listened to the Hero File for Hannah, then we've talked a little bit about, or they've heard a little bit about Queen Morrigan, who is a fairy queen and who is your mother, correct?
Yeah.
So, let's talk about what that relationship is like. So your mother is a little bit of a super villain.
Just, you know, a tad.
Yeah, just a tad. How do you get along? Do you like each other? Do you tolerate her?
It's very awkward. Because so Ophelia's father didn't know that his wife was a fairy, let alone fairy royalty. And when she inherited her crown and decided to launch this, you know, attack to take over the mortal realm, because she actually really likes, you know, humans, like she loves their art and creativity and thinks it's really cool. So like it should be hers. he was not so happy about that. And divorced her after the thwarted invasion, and it became this huge, like, custody battle. So now Ophelia spends summers in the fairy realm with her mother and does not really care for it. But their mom is, like, trying real hard to convince her to, like, stay and become her heir, and it's just very not fun for Ophelia.
Okay. So you're still living with your father.
Yes.
Do you? You said you go back to visit your mother in the fairy realm in the summers. Is that something that you can just? I guess that my question is about that. The moving to the fairy realm, is that a thing that you can do anywhere? Is that like you have to go to a specific place to travel between spaces? How does that work?
I think you need to find, like, a portal somewhere. Like, there's all sort of different ways. Like, you could find a fairy ring, or maybe there's, you know, certain ponds or lakes or something like that. So there's all sorts of different ways in different places, which I think Ophelia would know how to find, for sure.
Okay. Cool. But it's not just anywhere. It's like you have to go find a specific place.
Right, right. But that's also sort of like sometimes people will accidentally go from one realm to the other. And that's, mm-hmm. you know, kind of where a lot of fairy tales and stuff come from.
Cool. How well known is it to, I guess, two scales, to the general public, and then also like the people in our high school, the kids and teachers and stuff, that you are related to Queen Morgan?
I'm not sure. I feel like it sort of depends on how old you were, like when the invasion happened, because that would have been like big news, which was then followed by this big custody, like interdimensional diplomatic, like divorce battle, centered around Ophelia. So like maybe the name could like jar, like ring a bell. The name Fairchild is her father's name, so that doesn't have like a direct connection to Morrigan. But like, so I think probably it's something where like teachers would probably know, maybe some like kids in the school, especially if like they were somehow affected by like something that happens during the invasion. Hi, Hannah.
But it's not like, so probably like the teachers are more likely to know, the kids less likely to know.
Right.
If you run into someone on the street, they probably don't. They might, like, if you mentioned the name, they might be like, ah, right, that.
Right, exactly.
But you're not like, you're not being swarmed constantly. You're not like a celebrity.
Exactly. And it's kind of one of those things where like usually when people do find out, it becomes a problem. Like she and her dad actually moved around a lot her entire life, and she's actually only been like back in Protean City since like this last school year. Because every time people like made that connection, it just sort of would escalate, where it would be like, all right, time to change schools, I guess, because I can't go, and now like nobody wants to hire my dad, so we have to go somewhere else. So they're very desperate to make things work out this time. Like, this is sort of like a, we're back home, this is literally our last freaking chance, because if Protean City won't let us like function in society.
And we've talked a little bit about how you are sort of on a, you're not supposed to be using your powers too much,
right?
Your fairy powers.
Exactly.
Can you tell us more a little about that?
One thing is using her powers always tends to like escalate that sort of conflict. So she actually like has a deal with her dad where it's, you know, I won't use my powers like around like other, you know, humans. And it's kind of like an unspoken fairy thing where like you're not supposed to really be like doing that. Of course, her mom did, which is like kind of another reason she's like sort of okay with trying to make this work that way too. Because Ophelia very much does not want to follow in her mother's footsteps. So she and her dad has instituted a three strikes rule, where if he gets wind of like, you know, three like issues at like school or something like that, it's three strikes. And then she has to go and finish school in fairy. Because he believes that that means, like, she can't control her abilities and that, you know, like, they're potentially even, like, dangerous. So it's like, you know, even though your mom sucks, that she can at least teach you to control things better if you can't. And Ophelia very much does not want to do that.
Okay. But you are here in Protean City, and you are attending this Patricia Arden High School. And so I have to ask you the same question I've asked everybody else, which is, what is your favorite class in high school?
So my favorite class is art, because that sort of creativity and just interest in the arts is something that she actually does share with her mom. But, you know, she tries to channel it in a not destructive way.
Like, I will learn how to do this art, not I will capture this artist.
Exactly. Like, I'm going to, you know, totally bedazzle the shit out of my wheelchair, but, you know, not manipulate people to, like, you know, write classic English literature pieces. Like, her mom likes to sort of brag that, like, she's the influence behind things like La Belle Dame sans Merci and, like pieces of, like, fairy myths and lore from the actual human realm.
Cool. Well, then I'm it's good to meet Ophelia, and I'm excited to see where their story goes in this new sort of comic line. Thank you for joining us.
I'm super excited. Thank you.
Protean City Comics is a production of the Stop, Hack, and Roll podcast network. It is produced and edited by James Malloy.
Ophelia is played by Samwise Gamgee, who can be found on Twitter at TheSamWisest. They can also be found streaming more TTRPGs on Chromatic Chimera's Twitch, where they are the accessibility director, and streaming with the No Initiative folks every Monday.
The introduction is voiced by Peter DiGilio. All music was composed by Jim Malloy. This podcast is created thanks to the financial support of backers at patreon.com/stophackandroll. Join us on our Discord at discord.stophackandroll.com. Follow us on Twitter at Protean City and on Instagram at Protean City Comics. Subscribe to Protean City Comics on iTunes or anywhere podcasts are found. Join us next Wednesday to find out what thrilling adventures lie ahead.